This is Friday, March 15th. Have you heard the song by John Wesley, famous hymn now, entitled, "In Can It Be?" The hymn tells the story of someone bound in chains, unable to break free from sin, and seemingly without hope. Then God shines the light of His love and grace in Christ into his cell. The chains are broken, and the prisoner walks free. Here's one of the stanzas of that hymn. Long my imprisoned spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature's night. Thine eye diffused a quickening ray, I woke, the dungeon flamed with light. My chains fell off, my heart was free, I rose, went forth, and followed thee. Now, the poetry from this hymn comes from a couple of centuries ago, but I think we understand the story if we too have experienced this freedom that is found in Christ. We hear the joy of forgiveness, the liberation from sin. Notice the newly liberated prisoner emerges from his dungeon and follows his liberator. I think this is what happens to us when we're unshackled from the bonds that have long held us. We want to follow the one who has loved us. Now today we see the response of the paralyzed man whom Jesus heals. Here's what happened. Jesus said, "But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." He got up and took his mat and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." That's Mark chapter 2, verse 10 to 12. Jesus has the authority on earth to forgive sins because he took our sins upon himself. He did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Here is how Wesley, in his hymn, explains the mission of Jesus. He left his Father's throne above, so free, so infinite his grace, emptied himself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race. 'Tis mercy all, immense and free, for, oh my God, it found out me. Now, as we read about the paralytic, we remember that he was not brought by his friends for the forgiveness of his sins. Likely, his friends did not know the burden he felt with his sin, and were not told what specific sins this man is carrying. But each of us experiences the suffering of sin. Often as a pastor, I see it up close. People come seeking forgiveness for what they have done. Of course, I have no power to forgive, only the ability to tell people what Jesus has done and how they can rest in the cross of Jesus. The surprising aspect of the paralytic's forgiveness is that he does not ask for it. He does not repent of his sin. He does not even acknowledge it. Now we know that Jesus can tell what people are thinking in their hearts. This is how Jesus was able to respond to the thoughts of the teachers of the law, who believe that he has no right to forgive sin. So does Jesus see in the thoughts of the paralyzed man's heart a real grief and repentance for his sin? If so, Mark does not tell us. Instead, we get the sense that it is grace from top to bottom. After all, how sorry does a person have to be forgiven by Jesus? This man says nothing and asks for nothing. But Jesus, seeing his need, forgives him. And this is how the grace of Jesus works. Even the ability to receive this grace is a gift that God gives to us. And then what follows is the man's freedom. The man picked up his mat and went home. I have always seen this as an immense act of faith. The man had to trust that he was healed. He had to trust Jesus. He had to rise up and walk. This is what Jesus also asks us to do. Because of his grace and love for us and the forgiveness we have received, to walk forward forgiven and free. Here is the final stanza of Wesley's hymn. "No condemnation now I dread, Jesus and all in him is mine, alive in him my living head, and clothed in righteousness divine. Bold I approach the eternal throne and claim the crown through Christ my own. Yes, he says, we are now alive in Christ. We are new creatures in him. All that he has given to us. A new name, a new status, a new security, a new joy. You can hear it in the song. You might wonder, how could we deserve a crown? In truth, we don't. It is part of the riches of Christ extended to us. It is ours because it is his, and all that is his is yours. Yes, we only learn to rest in this grace and rejoice in this grace. This hymn is a freedom song sung by slaves set free. The question is, will we, like the healed and forgiven man, take up our mat and walk free? Will we live in the joy and liberation of our new condition, what Christ has done for us? As we read in Scripture, this is Romans 8:1-2. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. Let's pray. Faithful Father, teach us to walk in your freedom. Remind us of what we have been given in Christ so that we might enjoy your peace. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.